You can't get much more off-Broadway than Valdez, Alaska. But some of the nation's top playwrights made the voyage this week to attend the Last Frontier Theater Conference. This is the 10th annual conference held each summer at the Prince William Sound Community College. Edward Albee is there, and so are August Wilson and John Guare, among others. Past visitors have included Arthur Miller, Horton Foote, and Terrence McNally. So, what draws such prominent people so far to talk about their passion? John Guare and August Wilson join us now to explain it. They're on the line from Valdez, Alaska. John Guare is the author of 6 Degrees of Separation and The House of Blue Leaves. August Wilson is the author of Fences and The Piano Lesson. This isn't a first trip to the Last Frontier Theater Conference for either of you, is it?
No, this is actually my third visit here.
August?
Yes.
And what draws you back every time?
Jody McDowell, Edward Albee, John Guare, Lanford Wilson, and all these wonderful new voices in American theater, these new playwrights who are absolutely infectious with their energy and their commitment.
It's extraordinary how it started. 10 years ago, this woman, Jody McDowell, who was one of the heads of the division of the University of Alaska, called Edward Albee and said, "Would you come to our little town and we'll give you a festival?" And I think after the oil spill here in Valdez, Exxon, out of some sense of guilt, gave the town of a couple of thousand people a beautiful theater. And Edward came up and had such a wonderful time. They did 3 days of his plays that he said, "Let me come back next year and I'll bring another playwright with me." And then they started bringing young student playwrights, not just young, but people who are fledgling playwrights or in various levels of development. And when I was here last year, and they did 3 days of my plays, but what was thrilling was that there were playwrights from all over the world, New Zealand, Australia. There's a young playwright named Adamola Bello from Nigeria who read about the conference in Nigeria and scraped the money together and got from Nigeria to Alaska to be here. And his play won the best short play of the season, and he's back again. And that's why we're here, because the world comes here in this little town in Alaska and just talk and live and breathe theater.
August Wilson, what goes on? Readings? Give me some type of flavor of the conference.
Well, there are readings of the new plays, and there are panels, there are master classes. The director, Lloyd Richards, did a wonderful master class yesterday, and there are performances in the evenings, and, you know.
Last night was fantastic because August performed in his play, The Piano Lesson, and Jack Gelber performed in his new play.
And John Guare performed in his play.
And Edward Albee performed in his play, and it was extraordinary to see an evening of playwrights who are usually on the other side of the stage, backstage or out in front, acting on stage. And August was fantastic. It was great. Maybe it's being in Alaska, but the feeling here is one of anything is possible and of great courage and daring, and why not?
So, John Guare, you find it very, very different from the feeling in New York.
Yes, it's a different feeling because there's nothing of the marketplace about it. There's nobody up here, you know, looking to snatch a play away and say, "Oh, how can I make a buck off this?" It's just about people saying, "How can I become a better writer?" Including everybody who's here comes to say, "What can I learn here to sharpen my craft?"
You have all these events, but the real stuff that is what happens between the playwrights as they discover each other in their work and are inspirational to each other, you know. And that's why I come, because I love to interact with them, you know.
It's wonderful for a player to come in to say, "How do you have a first act curtain? I mean, how do you introduce a character? How do you deal with exposition? How do you get a character off stage?" I mean, and these are just talks that you have all during the day.
Yeah, and attempting to answer them questions, you very often learn some things yourself, you know, as you have to formulate and figure out, well, what do I think of how to get an actor on stage and off stage? And so you find out things at the same time.
Tell me about what happens when the day's events are over. Surely there's other things where you talk and you share.
Yeah, every night after the play, people go out to, there's a party every night. I mean, I got to bed at 1, I got to bed at 1 a.m. this morning and was up at 7 a.m. this morning to go to a reading.
They had the bonfire and they had the reception.
And tonight there's
a cruise
out to this great glacier. And then they're doing there's a series of 10-minute plays that are starting at midnight and will go all night.
What does Valdez look like? What's the scenery like?
It's right It's where the Alaska pipeline ends, and so on one side of it's across, it's a body of water the size of the state of Maryland. This extraordinarily beautiful sound, and we're nestled in this valley between, among all these mountains, and you just sail out, and you feel you're in, there in the distance is infinity. And then when you get out there, the icebergs start coming in. And it's absolutely, I mean, I'm used to skyscrapers. The skyscrapers look like little 2x4 shacks compared to the mountains that we're part of. And the light, the sun never goes down. So the light is, it makes you feel crazy too. I think that's another part of it, why everybody is so high, because it's just always the same time of day. And it's a great time of day.
Well, enjoy, gentlemen. Thank you for taking time away from the Last Frontier Theater Conference to talk with us.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you so much, Corbin.
Playwrights John Guare and August Wilson joining us from community radio station KCHU in Valdez, Alaska. Thank you.